This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Waking up with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Anastasia, I'm going to introduce you to someone.
Yes.
Who lives in Brooklyn, is very socially conscious, and has just released a new socially alternative hip hop album. It's called Caught in a Butt Sandwich.
I'm already in. I'm so interested in that.
Robert Katz, welcome to Joy.
Thank you. I'm called the Mang Father Bob Katz, and I'm really excited to be here on Joy 94.9. Anastasia and Warren, thank you for having me.
What time is it in Brooklyn?
It is 5:46.
Oh, my God. What happens in Brooklyn at 5:46? How fantastic.
And you guys are eating breakfast, right? I heard you like eating breakfast from your beard.
He was eating his eggs. I was exfoliating because I'm a vegan, Bob, but I can use the shell on my skin. So I look fabulous, darling.
Bob, what, I can see it.
Bob, you called it Caught in a Butt Sandwich. Where does that name come from? Because it sounds exciting to me.
Well, it does.
Yeah, well, it's, I don't like to talk so much about my music because I love people to kind of think of crazy things, you know. But truthfully, how I wrote this song is one day, I don't know if you've ever been in the New York City subway system, but they have these little slots for your butt. And they're not made for 21st century butts. So, you know, there's like overflow, let's be honest, right? So I'm like sitting there one day and I'm like, there's nobody around. I'm having a great time fantasizing probably about mangoes. And this one like ginormous person sits next to me and I'm like, oh, well, you know, so I shove over a little to the other side. And then I'm like, you know, my mind went elsewhere again. I guess I'm still thinking about mangoes or which mango I'm going to eat. And then all of a sudden, this other person like came on the other side who was also ginormous, and I was caught in a butt sandwich, and that's what rang in my head. Caught in a butt, and it was really scary because like my stop was coming, and I couldn't breathe, and I couldn't get out of that seat. And I was like, if I survive this, I am writing a song about this. And I did. I went right home and I wrote this song.
Did they look like mangoes?
No, they did not. But it was terrifying.
I've seen the video clip and I think it's absolutely hilarious. And it does look terrifying.
Thanks, Anastasia.
What some other titles of your songs are quite funny. Tell us a little bit about the funeral song.
Yeah.
I've always imagined my funeral song. I just want people to wail at my funeral. Tell us a little bit about yours.
Well, this comes from like real life. I went to, sadly, a friend of mine died, and we went to her funeral, and you know, it was in a church, and all these people started getting up and saying things like, you know, if she were here, I'm sure she would say, and they were making her out to be like a real holy roller, you know, she's really, you know, and she was not that religious, you know, so I left that room and I was like, damn, this is not happening to me. And I went right home and I said, I'm writing my own funeral song. So when I die, I'm like, play this. Stop like saying things about me that are not true, you know. So I was like,
that totally makes sense though, because it's funny how you go to a funeral and it's everything's holy, isn't it? Like, oh, we loved, she was such a great Samaritan. And it's not a true representation at all, is it? So that's wonderful.
Bob, yeah, I was just like, you know, I got to be real.
Yeah, let's talk about butts at your funeral.
Bob, you write about, you write mainly social issues. What's, if you could change one thing in the world, what would it be?
Oh, my God. Donald Trump would never have been born.
Yeah, we're with you there, darling.
Are you going to write a song about him?
What? Well, I already have, but actually, it's really funny. He comes up in several songs of mine. And, you know, because, you know, he's from New York here and I'm here in New York and he's been a big major figure for like 20 years. So, he's in several of my songs actually already.
Well, look, he's quite entertaining and he's producer, you know, he's great material. Let's put it that way. He really is great material.
So if there's no nuclear war, if he doesn't drop a nuke on Australia.
Exactly.
Or, you know, if we're still alive in 4 years or, God forbid, 8 years.
Yes.
You know, it can be entertaining, but boy, it's scary.
It is. Absolutely. Hey, where can we catch your music? For our listeners here in Australia, if they want to listen to a bit of Butt in the Sandwich,
Absolutely.
where do we find Robert Katz?
I'm on cdbaby.com. All my albums are on cdbaby.com. And my website is www.themangfather.com. The Mangfather is themangfather.com, themangfather.com.
Oh, how fantastic. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you all the way from Brooklyn, New York. Robert, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.